This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fuck out of the net for R2. What was going through your head?
Get it out of there as quick as possible. I mean, it was, I couldn't get it out of there. And I know that obviously as a goalie, you want to get back in your net. So I was just trying to get it out of there as quick as I could, be as respectful as I could to Carter.
Kyle, just what's impressed you about R2? He arrived in the NHL close to a finished product, but I mean, what's impressed you about him being able to step in and contribute very quickly?
Well, you can tell that he's played professional hockey. I mean, he does the little things right. He stays on top of people and all the things that kind of you need to do really well in order to play in this league. And so there's the learning curve with that is going to be minimal for him. And, definitely strong in his skates and very smart. So, and obviously you saw a shot today. I mean, that's a heck of a shot and a great play by Cuz. So it's been awesome to play with him for a couple of games.
Hey Kyle, has the amount of young guys getting opportunities right now kind of introduced a new dynamic in the locker room or on the bench maybe?
Yeah, it's been really fun to see them kind of take the bull by the horns and, singling out Mitzi, especially. I think, after his first year, he knew that he needed to work on a lot of things. And I give him a ton of credit. He did that. And the following year probably wasn't what he wanted. But then, this year he's looked like a completely different player. And he has really taken advantage of his opportunity. And he's really, embraced with Jack being out of the lineup. Obviously, he's really embraced being that kind of number one center, and he's taken advantage of it. So, definitely a credit to him and all of our young guys too. You look at the maturity with Dahls and Henry Yokiharu over the past, five, six, seven games, and how they've been playing and how confident that they are. And Tomer, I thought Tomer did such a good job winning so many little battles and creating things with his body, and he's learning how to use his frame. And so, a ton of our young guys are taking steps, and it's just good to see.
Kyle, you guys are clearly a better team now than you were even a couple of weeks ago. You're showing more fight. Even the games that you've lost, there's been more of a battle level for the most part. So what has really made the difference? What about the changes that Don made or even his message has gotten, I guess, more out of this group when you've lost some really important contributors to this team over the last couple of weeks, whether it be injuries or trades?
Yeah, we're just starting to realize how we need to play. And I think everybody's getting on the same page in the new system that Donnie wants us to play. And it seems to be working for our group. And we seem to be creating a lot more offensive chances and limiting opponents' opportunities. And that's been a big positive. But then there's also kind of the old school, you got to bring your lunch pail as well, and we had the one game against Jersey at home a couple games ago where, we didn't like our battle level and Donnie came in and told us that and looked us in the eye and said, we need to be better and we need to be better prepared. And we were the following game. And tonight I thought was another step in that direction when, we had to battle, we had to bear down. We did that.
How do you see kind of the belief on the bench? How do you kind of see that displayed that you guys, now believe, I'm sorry, I'm tripping up on my words, but you guys believe you're going to win every game now, it seems like. I mean, how do you see that reflected on the bench, on the ice? Just what do you see from the guys?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's, you know, that's something that has been missing a little bit over the years. You know, knowing that if you go into a game, there's just having that feeling that you're going to win every single game that you play. And if you don't win, you know that you're going to play the right way. And then you're going to continue to build off that and you're going to win the next game. And I don't think we're quite there yet to where we have, you know, that complete confidence, but we will get there. And it's been a fun process. We're going to continue to build and mature as a team. We have a lot of good tests coming up. You know, that was a desperate hockey team over there and they need the points. And we knew that, that they were going to come out hard and they did. And, you know, we could have folded when it was 2-0 and we didn't. So we're learning how to win games different ways. You need to do that to become a good team. And, we're starting to take steps.
Following up on, what you said about Casey, are you seeing moments of leadership from him?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I think the conversations between myself and him will stay between us. But, you know, I've definitely mentioned that to him a couple times that, you know, he's doing the right things and he's continuing to mature. He's continuing to gain respect from our players, from players around the league. And, you know, but this is a time to really step on the gas. And it's not time to say, oh, I'm having a pretty good year and, you know, get comfortable. You want to step on the gas. You want to play. You want to push to get better, push to get wins, push for him to get points. And you know, I know he's going to continue to do that.
Tomorrow's obviously a big day around the league. The calendar says you guys are off tomorrow. How do you plan to spend it? You watching anything? Are you paying attention?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty big hockey nerd. So I'll be following, but it's not an easy day. Especially in the situation that we're in. I think there's times where, in this industry, you know, people forget that, you know, the players on our team are human beings and have emotions and have families. And, you know, when you get traded, it's not just, oh, he got dealt to that place and that's it. There's a lot that goes into it. And there's a lot that goes into becoming a team and, you know, having relationships with people. So it's not an easy day for the guys that do get moved, you know, but I understand it's part of the business. And, you know, as we continue to mature as a team, guys will get used to that as well.